A tree carving depicting traditional indigenous symbols and cultural elements was unveiled on September 28 in High River's George Lane Park. The unveiling, held ahead of Truth and Reconciliation Day, also featured performances by Eden Valley dancers, who showcased traditional dances, including men's sneak up and women's stationary. The carving depicts indigenous symbols, including pictographs, tipis, creation stories, mountains and a buffalo jump, as well as significant landmarks such as Porcupine Hills, the Highwood and Little Bow Rivers and Okotoks Erratic. Artist Jared Tilefeathers, based in High River, is a multidisciplinary artist, musician, author and Blackfoot art historian, as well as a member of the Kainai Nation of the Blackfoot Confederacy. His traditional name is Siko Kokomi, or Calling Crane. The carving is part of Tilefeathers' Pillars of the River, which represents a glimpse into the history of High River and George Lane Park from pre-contact local indigenous history, culture and practices, to contact up to present day. When completed, the display will feature two tree carvings, one of which was unveiled at the event. The second, which will depict local history from explorer contact through settlement history, will be started in 2024 and finished spring 2025. We are very excited and pleased to play a role supporting the carving by Jared Tilefeathers. George Lane Park is a perfect location, where it can be enjoyed by residents and visitors, said High River Mayor Craig Snodgrass. It will help raise awareness of the history, legacy and ongoing contributions of the indigenous people in High River. Flags in High River, as well as in Okotoks and Diamond Valley, will be flown at half-mast on September 30 to commemorate Truth and Reconciliation Day, which honors the victims, survivors and all those affected by the residential school system.